With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready for an exciting and challenging day?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
Why exactly are you here?
It's Thursday.
Party! Rise and grind.
Okay, back to the old grind.
Wow. Come on, back to work.
I've never heard you talk like that before.
Then maybe you should listen.
It's Thursday.
Let's start the day off with some fun.
Real fun.
Let's start the show.
Let the show begin.
I almost did the cardinal sin this morning. I heard the alarm. I turned it off.
Oh, no. No.
You know where I'm going, and I closed my eyes again.
Yeah, just a quick one.
Yeah, and then I had this incredible, oh my gosh, what time is it, Mo?
and you woke up 1 minute later.
Right, 1 minute later, 1 or 2 minutes later. So I got up. Another nice day coming up today. Some sun, some clouds, about 75 today. Got a spectacular weekend coming up.
Yay!
And as Chase pointed out, if you're doing the leaves in the mountains, this might be it. Peak weekend this weekend. Mm-hmm. Go up there and check it out. It's going to be nice. So get out there and do it. Got great weather to do it. Thanks for waking up with the Wolf this morning. We got a lot to get to. As soon as we get the show out of the way, we'll get right on it. FGL, Tim McGraw starts us off with May We All.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town.
It's going to be all right.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:13. Talk about leaf color and peak time and all that. A lot of green still around here. I checked my pics from last year off my camera because Salem Lake's a great place to see some color. Lots of hardwood trees.
Oh yeah.
Around that lake, and I took some really good pics on October 27th last year.
It's closing in.
Yeah, so you know we're getting there, but around here you still got time. Lots of gold and yellow right now, but not much else right now. A little early, but for the mountains, this weekend looks great. The weather fantastic over the weekend again with highs in the 60s and plenty of sunshine. So enjoy it today. Some sun and 73. Working on the odds and ends for you. More lottery glory today.
From
just across the border in South Carolina. I got the info coming up.
93.1 The Wolf.
James River delivers end of season closeouts with 100% affordability and zero.
Good morning to you from the Wake Up with the Wolf Show at 626. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Odds and ends time. I'm going to get to that lottery guy here in just a second. But first, Walmart is planning 3 in-store Black Friday sales in November.
Whoa!
So here's how they're going to do it. Toys, electronics, and home goods will be on sale in stores November 7th. Electronics, smartphones, and computers on November 14th, and holiday gifts and seasonal decor will go on sale in stores on November 27th.
So basically crowd control. That's what I'm hearing.
That's what they're hoping for. Walmart says by spreading deals across multiple days and making our hottest deals available online, they say that their biggest price cuts will be on the website. We expect the Black Friday experience in our stores will be safer. As you know, there have been multiple incidents on Black Friday in the past at Walmart where people are just running amok running over each other, snatching stuff out of other people's hands, pushing old ladies down the aisle.
Got to get that new TV, man. Got to get it.
That's what you got to do.
Which is funny because I've seen a video out of Canada about their Black Friday, basically. And as they walk through the door, they're like, thank you. Excuse me. I'm sorry. No, you go first. You go first.
Those polite Canadians. Let me tell you about Larry Hales. Larry was on his way to the dentist office. And he decided that he had a $20 lottery ticket that he had won. So he thought, I'm going to cash this in before I go to the dentist. And while he was in line, he thought, hey, what if I just get a $10 ticket instead of a $20 ticket for my next one? So he says, okay, I'll do that. So he purchased the lucky $10 Jumbo Bucks ticket at the Handy Hugo on Benson Highway in Garner.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He won $750,000.
Attaboy.
Of course he did. Of course. It was the one time he was like, okay, I'm just going to buy this lottery ticket, not that one. And then you win. Boom. $750,000. Good God.
He was at the lottery headquarters in Raleigh day before yesterday and picked up his check for $530,628.
He's right. He went straight to Raleigh. I would have done the same thing. Next day, boom. Yeah. Here I am. Where's my money?
Mm-hmm.
He's from
the faster I get it, the faster I can spend it.
Yeah. He's from North Myrtle Beach, but he's living up here now. He said that he and his wife plan to spend that prize money on a few home repairs, and he's going to get his wife a new truck.
Yeah, aww. There you go. Yeah.
Smart man.
Congratulations, Larry. That is awesome.
And going to be friends, Larry?
And going to the dentist, too. You know, who wants to go to the dentist? Might as well go in there $750,000 richer.
Yep.
Pfizer's gotten FDA approval for their coronavirus vaccine. They're going to be testing it on kids as young as 12, starting immediately.
There was another company, we talked about this the other day, but now there's another company out there that has stopped their vaccine because of another unknown illness that just pops up. I don't have high hopes for any vaccine, honestly.
Well, we'll see what happens with this Pfizer test run. Coffee Mate's got M&M flavored coffee creamer hitting the stores in January. Doesn't even sound good to me.
I'd try it.
Okay. Let us know how it is. You remember that jet packer who was spotted by an airline pilot at LAX? Said, God, there's a guy in a jet pack over here.
Yeah, like over the airport or almost over it. Yeah.
Well, here it's happened again. The jetpack guy was spotted 6,000 feet in the air.
Wow.
Near the L.A. airport. Second such sighting of a jetpack person within the last 6 weeks. This time it was a China Airlines crew member who reported seeing the person 7 miles from the airport. The FAA and the FBI have no idea who this guy is, and they're trying to find out.
What makes you think, as a human being or person, that that's the logical idea is I'm going to get in a jetpack near an airport?
I don't know. Finally, a Fried Green Tomatoes series starring Reba McEntire is in the works.
Ooh.
McEntire is going to be the star of the show, and they're working on the storyline right now. It's taking place a decade after being away from the whistle stop. So we'll see what happens. The movie, so popular, particularly in the South, and Reba McEntire, probably one of the most loved female country music stars since Dolly Parton.
Well, yeah, I agree. I can get behind that.
She's so good.
And she's had great success doing her acting roles as well. So, good vibes from that.
I always liked the Reba TV show. I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It lasted for quite some time, and people went crazy when they took that off. So, good luck to Reba. That's awesome. 6:31, time to get up. Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:37. Halloween costumes, what are you going as? You going to a Halloween party? You going to dress up on trick-or-treat night just because it's fun? What you going to do? Is your neighborhood doing trick-or-treat? How are you going to do it? I heard yesterday, Annie said something about she already knows what the costume is going to be for her and her man. Have you decided for sure what you're going to do?
Oh, for sure. I already know what we're going to do.
Can you reveal that?
All I'm going to say is that it involves a lot of denim.
A lot of denim. Okay.
A lot of denim. And it's a throwback. It's a throwback costume. A lot of denim.
Okay. All right. So, well, let me just tell you that I checked the stats on what people around here are searching when they're looking for a Halloween costume. Top five, scary clown.
Okay. I can see that.
I mean, a little Pennywise outfit or something. Number four, rabbit.
Okay. What?
Yeah, rabbit.
Okay.
All right.
Number three is Harley Quinn.
Still?
Sexy.
You have to be the right person to pull off Harley Quinn. Seriously.
Yes.
Number two, and this is because of those stupid videos where people have on those dinosaur costumes.
Yeah.
You know? So dinosaur is number two. And then number one, anyone want to take a guess what the number one searched costume is around here? I mean, just take a
guess. It's Tiger King.
Sexy nurse.
No. Witch.
Okay. I get it.
Witch is a.
What about
one.
Sexy witch?
Why do people have to search that? Everybody knows what a witch looks like. Just go to the store, black dress / cape, black boots, and a hat. You're good to go.
I'll tell you what also is in the top 10 is ninja.
Well, yeah, you don't see him coming. Is. That's the thing.
That's right.
Oh, ninja. My God.
They're in all black.
So, Chase, are you guys dressing up for Halloween?
I don't know. I haven't gotten any word as
really?
To what's happening.
The big Halloween people, nerd of the century, you're not going to dress up and do something.
What's that Harry Potter robe thing you got?
Actually, I may wear that with a scarf and a wand. I have the official wand for Professor Slughorn in the Harry Potter series. So I might just whip that bad boy out.
Does anybody know what he's saying? It's like a different language. Yeah. I don't even understand.
I don't know. Does that have anything to do? Where does Gandalf and Bilbo come in on this?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they take the TARDIS and they fly it in.
TARDIS?
On Air Force TARDIS? One.
Jesus.
That's dropped out in the escape pod.
The escape pod, as Harrison Ford goes, get off my plane.
Right, exactly.
Can we flush Chase today? Let's just flush him.
That's fine. I'll go back to bed.
Well, you know, we will be flushing stuff later. That's at about 7:30 or so. So anyway, what's your Halloween costume? Or if you have any great ideas for an original Halloween costume. Some people are great at coming up with original ideas, some weird original costume. If you got any ideas, text us or call us at the station, 680-WOLF.
She likes whiskey. Love you like I used to.
Love you like I used to. That's Russell Dickerson on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. It's 6:54 now. Good morning to you. Thanks for listening to the Wake Up with the Wolf show. We appreciate it. It's 7:05, 5 after laughter. But right now,
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
And I've already been talking this morning to Annie, and Annie says, I got the perfect good vibe to pass along. So let's get right into it.
Right. So just a few seconds ago, Chase decided to tell us that his computer kicked him off. And I've just got to say, yay!
He's not on here with us right now. He's
yay!
Got a computer crash going on right now. I can see him on camera trying to figure out what is going on. He's got this look on his face like
he's running his algorithms, coding it over there. And I'm so happy he doesn't get to talk right now.
He's having some trouble right now, that's for sure. Yeah, a friend of mine gave me the heads up to this. But you hear a fair amount of good mailman stories. You know what I mean? Where mailmen are, you know, doing good stuff, or people do good stuff for their mail guy. And this family, the mailman was nice. They thought he was a nice guy. He was a young guy. And evidently at some point he was a beef jerky fan. And evidently there's a lot of beef jerky fans out there because there is a ton of beef jerky sold in this country. And by the way, it's not cheap. When we have to have beef jerky outlets, we're consuming a lot of expensive jerky.
Yes.
So anyway, they would give him beef jerky and he liked it. Well, anyway, his daughter who plays soccer found out that the guy used to be a pro soccer player.
Wow.
And now every day when the mailman comes by, he helps teach the girl soccer stuff.
That's kind of like that garbage truck story. Wait, hold on. Did I hear a huh?
Where are you? Hi. I'm back.
No!
Yay!
Oh, there goes the good vibes.
Why were you clapping on the video?
goes all my good vibes.
We'll explain it to you in just a second. Eric Church, now.
Damn, I used to love this view. So whiskey.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
Remember back in the day when cameras had film? Made you highly selective with your picture taking? Right? Only memorable stuff. Because you knew you had 24 shots. The sky could be on fire. Like, that's not memorable enough. I got one shot left. You had to drop your pictures off and wait like a week. You would dream about the pictures. Oh, I can't wait to see my pictures. They're going to be so nice. And you wait a whole week to see that you took a picture of your thumb. And they gave us the negatives, right? Did anybody ever use the negatives? Negative. The most you did with a negative was just hope to the sun, right? That's my thumb, all right. White people look at the negative, see what they look like if they was black. All right.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, talking about things that we don't have here now that maybe we need or want.
I have a good one, and Dale, I think you'll agree.
All right, so we're going to discuss that coming up next. But first, it's time to jam. Turn it up. One of my faves right now to turn up loud in the car. Luke Combs and Love It On You on the Wolf.
Don't get me wrong, I like a bobber.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:26. Getting ready to talk about things that we don't have in the triad that we think we either need or want. Before we get to that, you know the guy, the viral video guy on the skateboard drinking the ocean spray juice?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Listening to Fleetwood Mac.
Has made it popular again.
And now, but I'm starting to get over this dude because now he's doing it, you know, with a Van Halen song. And he's just doing other songs and stuff now, and he's riding the wave.
Ride it, man.
And, you know, now he's got a Halloween costume and everything else. So, anyway, he did put Dreams back on the map. Even Stevie Nicks has posted up something of her strapping on a pair of roller skates, sitting at her piano, singing along with
Dreams. Gotta ride that wave.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we need that we don't have? I'll go ahead and start. For instance, a light commuter rail would be awesome here, especially for people who communicate cross counties. You know, let's say you live in Alamance County, but you work in Forsyth County or something where you could catch that commuter rail and ride it over. That would really be a huge help. Like one that went from Alamance County to Davidson County.
And when you say rail, you're
not
like a train?
Yeah. You know, just a light rail.
Or it could be, I think it needs to be an underground high speed. That's just me.
You know, I think that we absolutely need a subway. I think subways are the coolest thing ever since I went to New York, and I've always said we need one of those.
Well, the problem with creating that is the overwhelming building of that thing would take your lifetime and your children's lifetimes to ever get finished.
True. But so far, they have good restaurants.
You know what else I think we also need that I've said for years?
Sorry, I was laughing at my own joke.
I know you were, and I was ignoring it. I think we honestly need a murder mystery dinner place. I don't know. It's just something more to do, man. Like, I just need something else that's fun and
an entertainment venue.
Yes, yeah. But, like, I think murder mystery dinners are so cool. I love how the actors, like, you know how the Barn Dinner Theater, you know, they were so big for so long and they did that. And the actors would walk through while you're eating dinner and they would, you know, be in character and get you involved and really tie you in before the show even started. I love stuff like that. I think something along the lines of that would be really cool to have.
A lot of a lot of railroad companies that run railroad routes between cities and states offer a murder mystery train ride during the Halloween season. So you might want to check and see if something like that is available if you wanted to see if you could do it.
Dale, you've mentioned this in the past, and I'm going to have to agree with you, and I'm going to take this idea and I'm going to steal it from you, so it's my idea. I think somewhere across the triad, I've had knockoff versions of this, but there needs to be a hot chicken place somewhere.
I am amazed that someone has not opened a hot chicken restaurant around here, but there's not one. There are places that offer what they call hot chicken, but this originated in Nashville, the hot chicken phenomenon. And it's not buffalo. That's not what that is.
Not at all. Dip it in buffalo, call it hot chicken. That's not it.
It's not sauce dumped on chicken. It's part of the way it's cooked. It's part of the batter, the whole nine yards. So, from you. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 7:33. What do we need or want around here that we don't have? People are checking in and letting us know. You can text or call at 680-WOLF. Somebody had said a cafeteria that works like school. You pay $1.50, you got two options. You line up, they load you up. Not really any choices, just load you up.
Hey, that was the funniest thing.
So, you know, okay, I can do with that. But the cafeterias are disappearing. K&W, they're going to be gone.
I know. They have a great chicken ranch casserole, by the way.
Kiss it goodbye, because they're gone.
And a big shout-out to the people who texted in. They said Topgolf and an In-N-Out Burger, which, personally, I've never had, but...
In-N-Out Burger's awesome. First stop when I go to California. If there's one nearby, I'm there. As far west as they've gotten so far is Arizona.
Wow.
They ain't never going to make it here, people. You want to go to In-N-Out Burger, you better either go to Phoenix or just keep going until you get to Los Angeles or San Francisco.
You know, the person that said Topgolf, I totally agree. That was one of my other options. I really just think we need something more for people to do.
Here's the problem with Topgolf. Topgolf is super expensive.
Yes, it is.
And it's a lot of fun, but, you know... Bring your wallet, because they're going to get your dough, man.
It's like $50 for one person for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's expensive. The one in Charlotte, right? Is it Topgolf in Charlotte?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been to Topgolf, but again, when I go, it's like, ouch, that hurts. That's expensive.
I like the fact that I can continue to just hit these balls and not have to worry about where they're going. That's the best part.
Yeah, it's always great to be able to hit a golf ball then not have to go find it.
Yep. And everyone, you can just yell, four!
You're right.
All right, so thanks for sending in your ideas. If you have a thought about something we need or want, and it could be something frivolous or it could be something that's practical that we don't have around here that maybe we should have or need. 680-WOLF, let us know. 735, going to be flushing stuff coming up here in a minute. It's a big TV show today we're going to be flushing.
Ooh. Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
Flushing, flushing, flushing stuff.
Yeah, we're flushing, flushing, flushing stuff.
Flushing, flushing, flushing stuff.
Yeah, flushing, flushing, flushing stuff.
I know you guys like that, but that's terrible. That is horrible.
I love it. I mean, the production value's through the roof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know we say that every day, but man.
Today on Flush and Stuff is the TV show Friends.
Get ready. Fight.
Which one of you guys wants to blaze it up first?
Annie, go ahead. I'll
I've got like 29 reasons why Friends sucks so bad. Well, you know what? Let's just go with the first one here. Why do two struggling 20-somethings have a massive apartment to themselves in what? I don't even know where it's supposed to be located, but it's just too big, and I know it's too expensive. It's just a bunch of bull. It's overly hyped, and it's lame. Nobody likes it. You can't change my mind. There's no changing my mind here. It sucks. Right. Chase?
First of all, it's not really funny at all. The only person, I guess I would say that I liked on the show, which I've only seen a couple episodes, was Joey.
Wow, I thought Jennifer Aniston would for real be your answer, but okay.
Well, I mean, duh. But I don't think it's funny at all. I think that it had too long of a run. I just don't like it. I know.
I don't get the hype over it. Just like Seinfeld, and y'all are going to get mad at me about saying that, but just like Seinfeld, I just don't get it. I never got into it. My parents watched it. My sisters watched Friends. I was like, it's not for me.
Y'all are stupid.
Yeah.
Well, Friends is a good show. When it was on, I never missed it. I've seen all the episodes. I do not watch it in reruns, or I don't go on streaming services to catch it. But I very much enjoyed the show when it was on.
Damn, so, you shocked me. You've seen every episode?
I have.
Phoebe is played by Lisa Kudrow, right?
Yes, and I know you hate her.
I can't stand her. Anytime I see her outside of, like, she just seems like a straight you-know-what. Like,
okay, so anyways, are we flushing this or not? Chase.
Flush.
I say we flush. So, Dale, it doesn't matter what you say or think, because we want to flush it. That's 2-1, pal.
There it goes. We can't, yeah, you're right. We have to flush the thing. And I can't believe that we're doing this, because I don't want to do it.
Does anybody else agree?
His hand's shaking as he's moving towards the mouse to hit the flush button.
Well, I can't believe that anybody would think the show wasn't funny, because it was funny.
All right, 680 Wolf, text us, let us know, because I know there's got to be other people out there who are like, that's
show there's some
way
hot
overrated.
People right now.
Here
there's
it
some
goes.
Hot people.
There it goes.
Yay! Down the can.
And Friends has been flushed. By the way, if you want something to go on to flushing stuff, you can let us know too. You got something that you either love or you hate, and we'll throw it out there. 7:41 now.
I got my old guitar and some fishing poles. So baby, I'll have to do.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. His name's Travis Denning. That's After a Few. 7:56. It's time to celebrate.
'Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs.
Birthday to you. If you are celebrating today, let's get thirsty on this Thursday. You share your birthday with Kimberly Schlappman from a little big town. She's 51. I like to say her last name, Schlapp.
And she's Schlapp. So cute.
Yeah, she's slapping.
Yeah, she's
slapping. Paige Davis from Trading Spaces is 51. Chef Emeril is 61. Bam! Or pow! You know, you put a little bit of pepper in there and go pow.
Mm-hmm. Pow.
Tito Jackson from the Jackson 5 is 67.
Tito! More oxygen!
Wow.
And Genuine is 50. And thanks to Genuine, I'll forever have Channing Tatum rolling across the floor and Magic Mike in my mind when I hear that song.
I've never seen it. Never.
Oh, you're missing out. You're missing out.
Not missing out.
All the ladies out there with me, right? They're like, yeah, yeah. Okay. Some local birthdays. Gene Apple of Greensboro. Anna Shore of Wahlberg. Madison Smith of Kernersville. Martina Lovett of Yadkinville. Anthony Thorpe of Thomasville. Kenny Walker of Graham and Lindsay Schaefer of Midway. Happy birthday, you guys. Get your special day in now. Go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com, so we can shout you out. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
New New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Luke Combs, Beautiful Crazy, 8:03 now, a beautiful day, coming up mostly sunny, 73 today, off to the land of law and order now. It's Nimrod News time. Let me tell you the story of 60-year-old Dan Ahearns. Now, Dan owns a barbecue restaurant near Tampa called Georgia Boys Barbecue.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
And
it's delicious.
And his girlfriend's son is not a fan. Now, because I know that my foodie friends are curious, I checked out the menu at Georgia Boys Barbecue, and it looks good. However, I make certain determinations based on what is and what is not on a menu. There are no hush puppies on the menu.
What?
Yep. See
he's
what
out.
I mean? See?
Yep.
That's
done.
See?
Wash my hands of them.
Already done. No hush puppies on the menu. And then they list their mac and cheese as truffle mac and cheese. No. You're trying to get too fancy for a barbecue place. Stop it. If you're going to have mac and cheese, just have mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
try to add truffles to it or any of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. Just have mac and cheese.
And let it be good.
Yeah. And any barbecue restaurant. And it doesn't serve hush puppies, especially in the South. You're off the list.
You're not even a barbecue restaurant if you don't serve hush puppies.
Right. Well, anyway, his girlfriend's son's not a fan. It might have something to do, though, with the fact that Dan got arrested back in July for assaulting the mom and spent 11 days in jail for it. So, yeah, he and the son aren't exactly tight.
Right.
And now he's facing more charges after he attacked the son this week for leaving negative reviews about his barbecue restaurant on Yelp.
Well,
I like it. It's a level of pettiness that I can get along with.
Have the damn hush puppies. It won't be a problem.
That's
right.
Two reviews under two different names popped up on the restaurant's Yelp page on Monday and talked about how awful the food is. One called it garbage barbecue, and the other said you wouldn't even feed this to your dog.
Ooh.
Now, it is not clear if the son really posted those reviews or not, but Dan assumed it was him, showed up at the mom's house the next day, saw him inside the house, and started chasing him. the son bolted out the back door and down the street. He chased him down the street. The poor guy stumbled, and he caught up to him and started landing some punches after he tripped and fell. Mm. Now he's facing charges for battery. Again, it's not clear whether or not the son actually posted the poor reviews or if it was just a couple of people who didn't like the barbecue and were irritated because he doesn't offer hush puppies.
Right, and that's what his charges should be for, not offering hush puppies.
Yeah, you got two things going against you. No hush puppies on your menu, and you're putting truffles in the mashed potato, truffles in the mac and cheese. I got no
life sentence.
I got no problem with truffles at the right place, but the right place is not a barbecue restaurant in the South. You don't do that.
No, you don't.
I want to wrap it up with this story because I can't let it go. There's a guy named Dan. No, excuse me. Well, yes, his name is Dan, as a matter of fact. And he's 35 years old, and he lives in England. He got drunk, hailed an Uber, got in the Uber, and farted in the Uber. The driver got really mad, told him to get out. Well, he did get out. And when he got out on the driver's side, reached through the window, and started punching the driver.
Ooh.
The driver fought back, but in the process, broke his finger. The guys in court this week wound up pleading guilty to assault, got 6 months suspended sentence, community service, and a small fine. Let me tell you something.
Why are people so easily angered anymore? I mean, just literally.
Hey, that must have been some bad flatulence coming out from the backseat of that Uber, let me tell you. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. It's 8:11 now, and another beautiful day coming up. Hey, you want to know what the weekend looks like? Well, I'll tell you. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. I don't know what you got planned. Maybe a little road trip. Chase, have you decided whether or not you're going to cruise the parkway or not? You were talking about doing that, and I want to know if you're going to go or not.
I think we're going to do it on Sunday. Get up early, kind of go out there, cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to go to Mabry Mill?
We'll try to. I think we're going to head up that way anyway, but we're going to hit up Cracker Barrel on the way back.
Yeah. Let me tell you what, the best thing to do is literally get in the car, no GPS, and just drive and see where you end up. Me and my friends have done that so many times, and it's so much fun. And you see so many small, cool things you never would have noticed, you know what I'm saying, not driving there. So it's just kind of nice to kind of get lost in the Blue Ridge Parkway or just the mountain trails up there.
Yeah. If you're new to the area, you've never driven the Blue Ridge Parkway or driven a piece of the Blue Ridge Parkway, especially this time of year. Do it for sure. By the way, I checked, the restaurant at Mabry Mill is open. They are serving, so you can get yourself some pancakes and stuff for breakfast. And I don't know if they still have it, but they used to have it. Doesn't sound good, but surprisingly it is good. They have the buckwheat pancakes there. And they'll put barbecue between the pancakes if you want.
You guys, we West Virginia, okay, my in-laws or whatever, we had buckwheat cakes for breakfast on Sunday. They're like a very thin pancake, but they're so good.
Yeah. All right. So if you're going to do that this weekend, enjoy yourself. Have fun. It's going to be great. Also this weekend, the Halloween Movie Festival in Winston-Salem.
That's right. We got a big movie night celebrating the Wolf's birthday. We're turning something like 14. I don't know. We're teenagers. But it's coming on Saturday night. So if you don't have anything to do, it's at Marketplace Drive-In Cinemas in off Peters Creek Parkway right there in Winston. It's free admission with a canned food donation. About 5 cans of food will get you in. It's for Second Harvest Food Bank. We want to help feed our community. We're playing Nightmare Before Christmas, and you can get all the information at 931wolfcountry.com.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
Want free gas for...
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
I was wondering why Robert Downey Jr. was getting out of the Avengers movies. And I think we have an answer now. Disney wants to have him for a future Star Wars project, but details are hush hush.
Now, hold on a second. This is very exciting. What would you see him doing in a Star Wars movie? What would you picture Robert Downey Jr. doing?
The problem is they've gotten off of the track of the original trilogy
Sorry, I need to...
Calling all nerds! All nerds!
Any chance I get to play the original Star Wars theme, I'm
saluting!
I have to legally salute this for 30 seconds. Keep it going.
So anyway, Robert Downey Jr. being looked at for a future role in a Star Wars project that is unknown at this time.
Yeah, so don't know what it's going to be, but I'm sure he'll be the main character.
Yes.
I'm
sure. Yes.
If you're looking for a new job, I might just have one for you. UPS plans add nearly 600 jobs in Greensboro and Mebane.
Wow. By the way, before somebody gets online, before somebody goes, I don't know how to pronounce it, we always say Mebane. We know it's Mebane, but it's fun to say Mebane.
I thought you said nude jobs.
I mean, well, I guess you could hold on, for
hold
a day.
Hold on. I got some part-time work for some people.
You're a big burly dude. Be sure to hit up Dale right now. Yeah, so Mebane. Call me. I don't care. Anyway, and the reason why they got these jobs was an incentive package from the state that happened on Tuesday. So you may be able to get a job there. That might be good, especially with the holidays coming up.
Oh my goodness. How busy is it going to be this year with so many people who may have never really done any holiday shopping online, doing it for the first time this year?
Yep.
Look, you've had months to prepare for this, both on the business side and on our side of shopping online. So we've got this.
Yeah. Today, the reason why I bring it up is a National Grouch Day. Dale, how are you?
You know, so I know some days I am a little bit, but for the most part, I'm okay.
You've been kind of peachy today.
Yeah, I can be grouchy, but I'm not particularly grouchy today.
Most time he just looks at us on camera and stares blankly and blinks at us. We're idiots.
And I'm not joking. I'm not trying to make a joke by this, but usually about 1 o'clock when he has a platter, he's fine.
Yeah, once I've had my platter, I'm good to go.
He's happy.
I'm still full from National Pulled Pork Day.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah. The last two, because it was such a slow day in the five things department, the last two are fun facts. One, Tom Hanks' brother, Jim, does the voice of Woody in everything except for the Toy Story movies.
What?
He handles video games, dolls, TV specials, and everything else.
So they have like the same voice or something? Relatively close that you could probably never under. Yeah, wow. Wow.
So how'd you like being approached? Hey, I want you to sound like your brother. I know you're not famous and all that, but.
We want you to pretend to be your brother. I mean, that's probably something you've always wanted, but we need you to do it now.
Listen, there are a number of companies, production companies in Hollywood who do nothing but that. Doing when they've got to change dialogue or whatever, that's what they do. And there are a lot of people who are good impressionists or have voices that sound just like the actors' voices that they bring in to do the dubbing.
Unlike Chase Matthews, who thinks he can do impressions well.
Right. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, that's Kermit and Luke Bryan. So
how's everybody doing? Welcome to Sesame Street.
Yeah,
wait, Kermit
the Frog here doing Luke Bryan. Somebody calling me baby.
Oh, baby. Yeah,
that's
neon light looks good on you.
God, y'all shut up.
Last but not least, this is kind of cringy. Until 2001, so not too long ago, the employees at Disney World who dressed up as characters couldn't wear their own underwear underneath their costumes. They had to share underwear.
What about if you were like playing Tarzan or Mowgli from the Jungle Book?
Jungle Book or Junk Book?
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Things You Need to Know.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Coming up, a chance to win tickets to see Justin Moore. That's right. See an actual show.
What?
At the Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's next.
I hope she makes you smile.
Ooh, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
The wolf is howling. The exciting synthesizer music bed is playing. That means it's time to do a contest. Here we go. Let's take caller 10 right now to get tickets to see Justin Moore. It's a carload pass. Charlotte Motor Speedway, October 22nd. You can put you and five other people in that car. Again, a carload pass to see a real show. Justin Moore, the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Come on, let's do it now. Good luck.
93.1 The Wolf.
You can do all of your banking from the comfort of your home with BB&T Checking.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Parmalee and Blanco Brown together. Just away. Again, Blanco sounds just like Brett Young to me when he's singing that thing.
And now that's all I can hear.
Yeah. 852. Neighbors are a constant source of entertainment. That's the whole purpose behind this segment. It's Next Door News. Annie, what you got?
So coming through like I do, I have found the hottest new trend, and I discovered it on none other than the Nextdoor app.
Wow.
You gotta love a good invention, especially when the invention involves style and functionability and denim. Am I right?
Denim.
It's all good things, all good ingredients.
So without further ado, you heard it here, folks. You heard it here first, too, okay? Coming straight from my little corner of paradise in Kay, Vegas, is the newest trend in face coverings, the jort mask.
The jort mask, all right.
Uh-huh, you heard that right. It's a face mask made entirely of top-grade denim jeans, complete with a button and elastic bands for a one-size-fits-all design and a zipper for the sipper in your life.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
That's right. A neighbor down the street is selling these custom denim face masks and donning them the zip and sip mask.
Okay.
So basically, what you do is you unzip it, insert a straw or like a long neck bottle, sip it, then zip it back up when you're done. The zip and sip mask will even soak up any dribbles or spills for even the sloppiest drunk. And the best part, it's sewn in a smoke-free home. So no stinky tobacco smell here, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, if you get a dribble on your zipper, that's a problem you might need to talk to somebody
Jesus.
About.
Jesus.
So the zip and neck bottle.
Bottle.
All right, go ahead.
So the zip and sip mask is available in multiple designs, raw, acid wash, or stretch denim. Plus, the belts are still intact in case you want to add a personal touch to it. Maybe like a giant belt buckle. You could really showcase your style here. I'm just sitting here like, wait, I have so many questions. Like, are these worn jeans? Have they been washed? Do the pockets still work? And, you know, like, what's the max straw size this thing can accommodate? Also, do they come in corduroy? Because I look great in corduroy.
Okay, and it's corduroy season.
Yeah, that's right. And I feel like Joe Dirt or, like, Criss Cross would definitely approve of this and probably endorse it heavily. What do you guys think? I like it.
I'd like to have one, yeah.
I'm going to have to send you the picture, you know? And you know, if anybody out there, you feel like you may need this Yask or Dort mask in your life, or you have some saucy neighborhood story for Next Door News, you can hit us up on Facebook at 931 The Wolf or me, Annie Camp, or on Instagram, AnnieCamp_onair, and we can get you one for her.
Tearing my t-shirt, you're stirring up dirty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.